thoughts on anyone starting Daf Yomi today?
Shkoyach. Also, the rally is at a meeting at Foley Square at 11 a.m., which is in Manhattan, which will be walking across the Brooklyn Bridge, funnily enough, not into Queens, but into Brooklyn. If you want any guidance on how to get there, I'm probably not your guy, but you should feel free to ask me and we'll figure it out. So in somewhat timely, or at least the way we'll suggest this, it is a timely halacha. Lo yilbash malbushim yuchad lahem lashum geyut. We're talking about how a person should dress themselves in the morning, and not just physically how one should get dressed, which was the first halacha, but also our choice of clothing, how we should present ourselves and project our image. And so far we'd say that chukad akum, that one should not follow in the ways of idolaters, was important because we want to project a specifically Jewish image, and now he suggests what that image is, or at least what it is not. One shouldn't wear clothing that is to project an image of haughtiness or arrogance, which is also an interesting question. How do you project an image of haughtiness or arrogance with your clothing? It's not entirely clear. But then he says, "Umizeh yilmod, from here we learn, kol adam lefi mekomo sha'ato. Everyone should assess from their culture, the time they live in, the environment they're in, what this means. Shahamalbush ha'asui le'yehura u'prisut, that their clothing that is intended, again, for arrogance, haughtiness, or immodesty, lo ya'aseh Yisrael ken, should not be made thus with Jews." And it's a strange turn of phrase. It doesn't say you shouldn't wear it. It says it shouldn't be made that way. So it sounds like actually the clothing that we wear is not key per se. It's how we wear the clothing, how we use it. And I think some of you, this may surprise you, I wore a black hat for a while, from Bar Mitzvah till about 21. It was, you know, didn't take it off for about 8 years. Led to some things. But in that world, when you wear a black hat, we all know that it can be an act of modesty and submission to wear something that makes you feel that you are in the presence of God, but also, you know, you get a little brand line on the side. You can get one button, two buttons, it can have a little bit of flair, gold trim. Everything can be made to be a statement of haughtiness or to be a signature of humility. And here what's being suggested is that we should try our best to make sure that we, in his words, Malbushav, the clothes of a Jew, asuyin, should be made b'inyan hamoral hachnavishiflut sniyot. That should be to encourage humility, modesty, and self-effacement. And this is often quite negatively seen, as Jews trying to see themselves as quiet, as humble, as modest, as sitting on the side, not making a fuss. And exactly as you mentioned, the rally today is almost the opposite. We're trying to stand up and make a fuss. And some people I know over the course of history have objected to Jews protesting, engaging in rallies, standing up. It's not the Jewish way. We don't make a fuss. We just get on with our lives quietly. But I think, again, a rally or a protest in and of itself is not a statement of arrogance. It can be made to be that, but it's also a way to stand up for something bigger than ourselves. And the rally this morning is not about look at me. It's about the bigger issue that we're trying to protest and change for the sake of protection and life, and to move the world in a better direction.